Just a minute. And
All
we're
right.
live.
Welcome back, everyone. Episode 100 of Kids Deserve It. Can't believe it's been 100 episodes, Todd. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes.
And we want to thank everybody for all your support and watching and listening over the last 100 episodes. Adam and I have had a blast getting to meet and chat with educators and people who deal with kids from all around the world. And so we want to thank all of you for joining us on this journey that we've been on and our big celebration of making it that 100th episode milestone.
Also, don't forget to join the Kids Deserve a Chat on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific. This week, we have another amazing guest, but first we want to introduce ourselves. I'm Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation in the Bay Area of California.
I'm Todd Nesloni, Elementary School Principal in Texas. And we have the man who needs no introduction today. We have the incredible Dave Burgess. Dave, thanks for coming on. I mean, you're our only guest out of 100 who has been on 2 episodes. So we really appreciate you coming on today. And I think you muted yourself. And he completely dropped out of the call. Dave is on the side of the road doing this chat with us. And so he's traveling somewhere. So he'll probably join back in a minute. But when Adam and I were thinking about what were we going to do for the 100th episode and who are we going to be able to have just to kind of celebrate that milestone, we thought, you know, why not have the man who kind of gave Kids Deserve It its start? Really supported us, gave us a platform, and really has encouraged us over the last couple years as we got this up and running and getting everything like that. So we knew Dave would be the perfect cap onto the 100th episode. Right, Adam?
Well, for sure. And, you know, I think it's actually pretty timely and great that he's on the side of the road because, Todd, over the last however many years, we've been at airports, on the side of the road, in cars, in the mountains with no reception. You know, you've dropped out, I've dropped out, and we just kind of do whatever we got to do. But Dave is back. And Dave, you want to introduce yourself? Go for it, even though you
What's
really don't need
on?
An introduction.
Dave Burgess, I am on the side of a road. I'm parked in front of a McDonald's trying to steal a little Wi-Fi from them as we go here. And I'm super pumped to be a part of the 100th episode of the Kids Deserve It podcast. You guys have done such an incredible job building this community. And I'm just so proud to be a part of it. And it's an honor to publish you. Shelly and I are just so honored to work with you guys. And so I'm pumped to be here.
We love it. Well, Dave, we got a few questions for you. So we originally had you on about a year and a half ago, right before Kids Deserve It got started. But you've been up to quite a bit since then. Your publishing company has really taken off. I know you're almost to the 50 books published mark. Can you tell us a little bit about like what's going on with DBC?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the thing, it's starting to scale a little bit, and we're unbelievably excited about the fact that we get to work with so many amazing educators. And as what's happened for us is the whole situation kind of flipped, where we were going around and handpicking some people that we felt had powerful messages and we wanted to help share them. And now the kind of situation is flipped for us. Some of those books have taken off, like Kids Deserve It. And now our inbox is flooded every week with manuscripts. And so we're in this I'm not complaining. It's a great problem to have. We're in a place where we're getting to evaluate and look at a lot of different stuff right now and just find stuff that we're in love with and that we want to help spread. And so it's been a wild ride, a fun ride, and we're having a blast. We're at about 48 books right now, I believe.
Wow. And
so yeah, we're about to take over that 50 mark. We can't wait.
That's amazing. Well, Dave, you know, I'm sure when you were a teacher and when you were writing kids, writing Teach Like a Pirate, you weren't anticipating your life to be what it is today with the traveling and the speaking and the publishing books and all these amazing things that have happened. Knowing the path that your life has taken and all the craziness, even in the last 6 months, in the last year, what would you say is probably the biggest thing you've learned about yourself in the last year?
You know what? So for me, I have to find one of the things I like to do is like to follow my energy. And so what is it that's bringing me energy? What is it that I want to work on when all the other stuff is done? What is it that doesn't feel like work when I'm doing it? And so part of this path has been trying to figure out what that is. For a while, that was teaching. That was creating lessons. I was so on fire about that. And like with all those when I was creating those pirate lessons to begin with at the start of my career, like that was, I would get up in the middle of the night and have ideas and go off to the store at midnight and grab some prop or do something. I was on fire about that, right? And then I became on fire about writing my book and sharing that message and speaking and developing a workshop where I'd be able to spread it and reach more classrooms and to be able to amplify my impact. So part of going to the writing the book and to the speaking was into trying to amplify my impact. So yeah, I'm doing all these cool things with my kids, but it's just my kids in this one classroom with the doors shut. How can I amplify my impact and spread this message further? Well, I can't go everywhere. So I started to speak, but I can only go so many places, right? But then it was like, wait, but I can only go, but my book can go everywhere. And so my book can go around the world. And so then that was the ability to amplify my impact a little more. And then the same thing was like, well, wait a second. Teach Like a Pirate wasn't meant to be like the Bible of teaching. Like sometimes, you know what? Sometimes I get upset with people because they'll say to me, like, hey, you know what? I really like Teach Like a Pirate, but I noticed that you didn't talk about this in there. And I go, oh, I wasn't aware that I was writing the Encyclopedia of Teaching. Okay, like that's not what it's about. Teach Like a Pirate was my story. It was my journey. I didn't put anything in there that I didn't do in my classroom. I didn't want to write about something often that I couldn't write about authentically. Like sometimes people will say, listen, I noticed there's not a whole lot on ed tech integration in your book. Well, let me give you a secret why there's not a lot of that in there. Because I wasn't very good at it. That's why it wasn't in there. That's something I've come to learn more about as the years have gone on. But I'm not going to write about something that I wasn't authentically using effectively in my classroom. And so then the energy moved to that. Well, then it was like, wait a second. All these other people are doing these cool things. I could complement my message by trying to amplify some of these other people's voices. And so with like Ditch That Textbook and Innovator's Mindset and Learn Like a Pirate and Kids Deserve and some of all these other books started to come along. It's like, wait a second, more people have to have their eyes on this message too. This complements what I'm doing. And so I was following my energy that way. And then so it's always kind of trying to find out like, hey, what is it that's getting me pumped up? What's getting me excited to get out of bed in the morning? And that's kind of been how, you know, people say, well, did you have a big business plan for this? No, we didn't have a big business plan for this. And in fact, we still run this business from the, Shelly works at her computer at the house. I work on a table in the backyard. So this is like on the back patio of the house is where we run this business.
You know, and it kind of sounds like DBC is a lot like how KDI started. Todd and I met at a conference and we just knew we wanted to change the world. And you just start from there and then you see where it goes and being organic and following your passion and your heart. If it's in writing a book or starting a business or in your classroom or your school or your district is just really like the best way to go, because then you're just doing it for all the right reasons. Yeah. Well, Dave, man, you've been busy. Like what else is coming up in 2018 that you want to tell us about?
Oh man, we have so many cool projects coming out. I'm not going to give too many away, but we have some projects that are going to blow you away. Some things that we haven't done before in the past, some new types of books. And I'll give you a tip on one. We're dipping our foot into the children's market a little bit. We're going to put out our first children's book coming out soon. And so we're excited to try some new things. And it's exciting.
Cool.
That's awesome. So, Dave, you know, you've got the more and more I see, we've got so many educators who are really looking to make an additional mark outside of just their classrooms or their schools. They really feel like they're doing great work in their school, great work with the students, and they want to see their mark amplified. What advice would you give to those educators who are looking to make a mark bigger than just with the students they serve?
Yeah, so you know what? First of all, of course, you have to get connected. That's how we all got together, right? Because we were connected educators. What are the odds that, you know, some guy in San Diego is going to be publishing a book from someone who's in another part of California and in Texas, right? Mm-hmm. Or, it's because we were all connected. We're connected mm-hmm. through Twitter, in our case. But no matter how you get connected, you have to be connected. And the other thing I would say is you want to be a prolific sharer. And you want to be constantly putting your work into the world and getting it in front of other people and be a builder of communities. And this is one of the secret, like the secret sauce of DBC, Dave Burns Consulting, is actually, I think the secret sauce of what you guys do too, is that you build communities. And like I always tell people, sometimes people will say to me, they'll say like, I want to write a book and then I'm going to go around and start speaking about it and get online and all that. I'm like, no, you're doing it backwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go speak, go hone your message, go craft your message, right? And build a community and start to share in that community. And then you'll get a chance to do your book later. It doesn't work the other way around. And so like don't try to go sell your book, try to go spread your message and build a community around that message. Become an authentic member of that community, right? Don't just be an ass, be an authentic member of the community, be a prolific sharer within that community. And then the wonderful thing about the universe is that books will sell too, right? And again, there's like this great spirit of reciprocity in the universe, is that when you help other people, when you share, when you build communities, those communities will turn around and support you. And so I don't ever feel like I'm selling my book. What I feel like I'm doing is I'm building a community, and that community then shares the book and talks about it. And I think that's what you guys have been so expert at with Kids Deserve It. Hey, Kids Deserve It is not a book. Kids Deserve It is a whole community that you can tap into. It's a place that you can come and get inspired and be uplifted. There's a chat, there's a podcast, there's, you guys both speak, you both, and I know how you guys connect behind the scenes with people too. Both of you are really good at connecting with people behind the scenes that we don't even see online. And, you know, you're showing up at schools, talking to people, making phone calls. And it's all that stuff behind the scenes and all that authentic relationships that you're building with people that has made what we do successful. I think what you do successful as well.
Well, Dave, you know a lot of people. I mean, you're in your car right now driving to go speak tomorrow. You speak all over the country, Canada, other countries. You're following like 100,000 people on Twitter. But like, we want to know, who is someone that has really been inspiring you lately?
Ah, you're going to put me on the spot. You know what? I'm pretty pumped up about what's going on with Edu Protocols right now. With John Crippo, Marlena Hebern, here's one of the ways I like to judge books is when a book sells, I want to look at the Twitter feed of the people that bought that book. And then I want to see, are they doing stuff from the book? And that's a book I've seen. People are actually doing, like the very next week, they're doing lessons. And they're like, I see stuff that they're tweeting out, pictures of stuff they're doing in their classroom. And so I love books that have that real practical edge like that. And I think that's a book that's exploding right now. Love what Allison Abzi is doing with Path to Serendipity, right? That's a little different book for us, where it's not so much about the classroom stuff. It's more of, maybe it has a little more of a self-help feel to it, a little more of that genre. And she's just so excited to put her message out into the world. And it's super vulnerable and authentic. And so I love people that have done things that are super vulnerable and authentic. What the projects that you guys have coming up, I'm super excited about. With the Sparks in the Dark, with the literacy, the writing and the reading and the Run Like a Pirate, about tackling hard challenges and overcoming obstacles. And I'm pumped for 2018 because both of you guys have new stuff coming out too.
Well, Dave, you've been a follower and a fan of KDI since its inception. I mean, you were one of the first people in the loop of what we were trying to do with Kids Deserve It. And so for the 100th episode, we felt like we had to have a question in there about what is something that you've, what big thing that you've seen come from Kids Deserve It that you're really proud of?
So beyond the community, which we've already talked about, is I think, like when you guys talked about the alien look and the way that people talk, the way that people look at you when you're trying to do something that's, when you're trying to change the world, other people look at you like you're crazy, right? Yeah. And I think that kids deserve it. And I feel the same way about it. It's like a pirate in a sense too. It's like, hey, you know what? That's okay. You can let them look at you any way you want. And we're going to do big things. We're going to change the world. We're going to do what's necessary. We're going to do what kids deserve. And it doesn't matter how that other teacher is looking at me. It doesn't matter how that administrator is looking at me. I'm going to have the intestinal fortitude, the personal power, the strength of character to do what I know is right for kids in the likely, if possible, if not likely face of criticism from your peers, right? And that's okay. And that criticism usually says more about them than it says anything about you. And so you have to do what's right by kids and what's right by your school system. And you know what? People that are going to do big things, people are going to shoot arrows at them. And they're going to try to take them down. And let's go. Bring it.
Bring it. Well, Dave, you've done this before, but to close out the show, every week we like our guests to leave a challenge, for our viewers. So don't forget, it's the 100th episode, Dave. Leave a big challenge for our viewers. Go.
Oh my God, now you guys are really putting me on the spot. All right, so here's the thing. In my book, I said there's an awkward question, and this is the awkward question. Do you want to be great? And when I say that question, it's met with avoidance of eye contact, fidgeting, people like looking the other direction because they don't want to answer that question, because to them, it feels somehow selfish or egotistical to say that you want to be great. But we are in the service profession, right? And so our greatness is not just to benefit ourselves. Our greatness is to help kids in the long run, right? We're in the service profession. And by the way, when you put in the extra time, the effort, the energy to be great, how much extra money do you see in your paycheck as an educator?
None.
Zero. So actually seeking greatness as an educator is one of the most unselfish acts in the world, because you don't get financially compensated for it. It's just something that helps other people. And so my challenge to you is to not let fear stand in your way, not let the sense that you're trying, that you're gonna stand out from the crowd stand in your way, and that you truly commit that, you know what, this is we're in the life-changing business. So embrace that mightier purpose and really go out and seek greatness. And mediocrity doesn't motivate. So go out there, share all the cool stuff you're doing. Don't let anything get in your way, and really seek greatness.
Love it.
Awesome. Well, Dave, we want to thank you for being our 100th guest and for all the support you've been for Kids Deserve It and so many others, and Shelly as well. And so thank you, Dave, for giving us a couple minutes of your time today.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. You guys are doing unbelievable stuff. And like I said, I'm just so proud to be a part of it.
Well, we want to thank all of our viewers, too, and our listeners for the support that you've provided for Adam and I for 100 episodes and all the books of Kids Deserve It, the chat, and everything else. Adam and I couldn't say thank you enough. And as we take an extended hiatus from the show, as Adam goes with Run Like a Pirate, which comes out in a couple months, and then I've got Stories from Web and Sparks in the Dark, we want to thank all of you for your support. We want to encourage you to keep sharing your stories on the Kids Deserve It hashtag and tagging us at Kids Deserve It and checking out all the stuff that's going on there as well. Keep that running as well. So 100 episodes strong. Thank you, everybody, for all your support, and have a great week.
Thanks, everyone.